And now, Chapter 13 of the Adi Lila, The Advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaurabhagavinda. I wish the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even one who is fallen can describe the pastimes of the Lord. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Gadadhar Prabhu. All glories to Srinivas Acharya Prabhu. All glories to Mukunda Prabhu and Vasudev Prabhu. All glories to Haridas Thakur. All glories to Svarup Damodar and Murari Gupta. All these brilliant moons have together dissipated the darkness of this material world. All glories to the moons, who are devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Their bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. Thus I have spoken the preface of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now I shall give a synopsis of the entire book in the form of codes. First let me state the pastimes of the Lord in codes. Then I shall describe them in detail. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, adventing himself in Navadvip, was visible for 48 years, enjoying his pastimes. In the year 1407 of the Chakra era, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and in the year 1455, he disappeared from this world. For 24 years, Lord Chaitanya lived in the Grahastha ashram, or household life, always engaging in the pastimes of the Hare Krishna movement. After 24 years, he accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, and he resided for 24 years more at Jagannath Puri. Of these last 24 years, he spent the first 6 years continuously touring India, sometimes in South India, sometimes in Bengal, and sometimes in Vrindavan. For the remaining 18 years, he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri. Chanting the nectarine Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he inundated everyone there in a flood of love of Krishna. The pastimes of his household life are known as Adi Lila, or the original pastimes. His later pastimes are known as Madhya Lila and Antya Lila, or the middle and final pastimes. All the pastimes enacted by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Adi Lila were recorded in the form of codes by Murari Gupta. His later pastimes, or Madhya Lila and Antya Lila, were recorded by his secretary, Svarup Damodar Goswami, and thus kept within a book. By seeing and hearing the notes recorded by these two great personalities, a Vaishnav, a devotee of the Lord, can know these pastimes one after another. In his original pastimes, there are four divisions: Balya, Pogunda, Kaishura, and Yovana, or childhood, early boyhood, later boyhood, and youth. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the full moon evening in the month of Phalgun, an auspicious time full of auspicious symptoms, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself with the chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna. On the full moon evening of the month of Phalgun, when the Lord took birth, coincidentally, there was a lunar eclipse. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hari, Hari, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared, after first causing the appearance of the holy name. At his birth, in his childhood, in his early and later boyhood, as well as in his youth, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under different pleas, induced people to chant the holy name of Hari, or the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In his childhood, when the Lord was crying, he would stop immediately upon hearing the holy names Krishna and Hari. All the friendly ladies who came to see the child would chant the holy names, Hari, Hari, as soon as the child would cry. When all the ladies saw this fun, they enjoyed laughing and called the Lord Gauda Hari. Since then, Gauda Hari became another of his names. His childhood lasted until the date of Hate Kadi, the beginning of his education, and his age from the end of his childhood until he married is called Pogunda. After his marriage, his youth began, and in his youth, he induced everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra anywhere and everywhere. During his Pogunda age, he became a serious student and also taught disciples. In this way, he used to explain the holy name of Krishna everywhere. When teaching a course in grammar and explaining it with notes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his disciples about the glories of Lord Krishna. All explanations culminated in Krishna, and his disciples would understand them very easily. Thus his influence was wonderful. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a student, he asked whomever he met to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, he inundated the whole town of Navadvip with the chanting of Hare Krishna. Just prior to his youthful life, he began the Sankirtan movement. Day and night, he used to dance in ecstasy with his devotees. The Sankirtan movement went on from one part of the town to another as the Lord wandered everywhere performing kirtan. In this way, he inundated the whole world by distributing love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in the Navadvip area for 24 years, and he induced every person to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and thus merge in love of Krishna. For his remaining 24 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after accepting the renounced order of life, stayed at Jagannath Puri with his devotees. For six of these 24 years in Neelachal, or Jagannath Puri, he distributed love of Godhead by always chanting and dancing. Beginning from Cape Comorin and extending through Bengal to Vrindavan, during these 6 years, he toured all of India, chanting, dancing, and distributing love of Krishna. The activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his travels, after he accepted sannyas, are his principal pastimes. His activities during the remaining 18 years are called Antya Lila, or the final portion of his pastimes. For six of the 18 years, he continuously stayed at Jagannath Puri. He regularly performed kirtan, inducing all the devotees to love Krishna simply by chanting and dancing. For the remaining 12 years, he stayed in Jagannath Puri. He taught everyone how to taste the transcendental mellow ecstasy of love of Krishna by tasting it himself. Day and night, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt separation from Krishna. Manifesting symptoms of this separation, He cried and talked very inconsistently, like a madman. As Srimati Radharani talked inconsistently when she met Uddhava, so also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished both day and night such ecstatic talk in the mood of Srimati Radharani. The Lord used to read the books of Vidyapati, Jayadev, and Chandidas, relishing their songs with his confidential associates like Sri Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami. In separation from Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished all these ecstatic activities, and thus he fulfilled his own desires. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are unlimited. How much can a small living entity elaborate about these transcendental pastimes? If Sheshanag Ananta personally were to make the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya into codes, even with his thousands of mouths, there is no possibility that he could find their limit. Devotees like Sri Swarup Damodar and Murari Gupta have recorded all the principal pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in the form of notes after deliberate consideration. The notes kept by Sri Swarup Damodar and Murari Gupta are the basis of this book. Following those notes, I write of all the pastimes of the Lord. The notes have been described elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the authorized writer of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is as good as Srila Vyasadev. He has described the pastimes in such a way as to make them sweeter and sweeter. Being afraid of his books becoming too voluminous, he left some places without vivid descriptions. I shall try to fill those places as far as possible. The transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya have actually been relished by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. I am simply trying to chew the remnants of foodstuffs left by him. My dear devotees of Lord Chaitanya, let me now write the codes of the Adi Lila in brief, because it is not possible to describe these pastimes in full. To fulfill a particular desire within his mind, Lord Krishna, Brajendra Kumara, decided to descend on this planet after mature contemplation. Lord Krishna, therefore, first allowed his family of superiors to descend on the earth. I shall try to describe them in brief, because it is not possible to describe them fully. Lord Sri Krishna, before appearing as Lord Chaitanya, requested these devotees to precede him. Sri Shachi Devi, Jagannath Mishra, Madhavendra Puri, Keshava Bhadati, Ishvara Puri, Advaitacharya, Srivas Pandit, Acharya Ratna, Vidyanidhi, and Thakur Haridas. There was also Sri Upendra Mishra, a resident of the district of Srihatta. He was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, a learned scholar, a rich man, and a reservoir of all good qualities. Upendra Mishra had 7 sons, who were all saintly and most influential. The first was Kamsari, the second Paramananda, the third Padmanabha, the fourth Sarveshvara, the fifth Jagannath, the sixth Janardhan, and the 7th Trilokyanath. Jagannath Mishra, the 5th son, decided to reside on the bank of the Ganges at Nadia. Jagannath Mishra was designated as Purandara. Exactly like Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev, he was an ocean of all good qualities. His wife, Srimati Shachi Devi, was a chaste woman, highly devoted to her husband. Shachi Devi's father's name was Nilambada, and his surname was Chakravarti. In Radha Desh, the part of Bengal where the Ganges is not visible, Nityananda Prabhu, Ganga Das Pundit, Murari Gupta, and Mukunda took birth. Lord Krishna, Virgendra Kumara, first caused countless devotees to appear, and at last he appeared himself. Before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees of Navadvip used to gather in the house of Advaitacharya. In these meetings of the Vaishnavas, Advaitacharya used to recite Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, decrying the paths of philosophical speculation and fruitive activity, and establishing the super excellence of devotional service. In all the revealed scriptures of Vedic culture, devotional service to Lord Krishna is explained throughout. Therefore, devotees of Lord Krishna do not recognize the processes of philosophical speculation, mystic yoga, unnecessary austerity, and so-called religious rituals. They do not accept any process but devotional service. In the house of Advaitacharya, all the Vaishnavas took pleasure in always talking of Krishna, always worshipping Krishna, and always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu felt pained to see all the people without Krishna consciousness simply merging in material sense enjoyment. Seeing the condition of the world, he began to think seriously of how all these people could be delivered from the clutches of Maya. Srila Advaitacharya Prabhu thought, if Krishna himself appears to distribute the cult of devotional service, then only will liberation be possible for all people. With this consideration, Advaitacharya Prabhu, promising to cause Lord Krishna to descend, began to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, with tulsi leaves and water of the Ganges. By loud cries, he invited Krishna to appear, and this repeated invitation attracted Lord Krishna to descend. Before the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 8 daughters took birth, one after another, from the womb of Shachi Mata, the wife of Jagannath Mishra. But just after their birth, they all died. Jagannath Mishra was very unhappy at the death of his children, one after another. Therefore, desiring a son, he worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. After this, Jagannath Mishra got a son, of the name Vishvarup, who was most powerful and highly qualified, because he was an incarnation of Baladev. The expansion of Baladev, known as Sankarshan in the spiritual world, is the ingredient and immediate cause of this material cosmic manifestation. The gigantic universal form is called the Vishvarup incarnation of Maha Sankarshan. Thus, we do not find anything within this cosmic manifestation except the Lord Himself. As the thread in a cloth spreads both lengthwise and breadthwise, so everything we see within this cosmic manifestation is directly or indirectly existing in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is not very wonderful for Him. Because Maha Sankarshan is the ingredient and efficient cause of the cosmic manifestation, He is present in every detail of it. Lord Chaitanya, therefore, called Him His elder brother. The two brothers are known as Krishna and Balaram in the spiritual world, but at the present moment they are Chaitanya and Nittai. Therefore, the conclusion is that Nityananda Prabhu is the original Sankarshan or Baladev. The husband and wife, or Jagannath Mishra and Shachi Mata, having gotten Vishvarup as their son, were very pleased within their minds. Because of their pleasure, they specifically began to serve the lotus feet of Govinda. In the month of January, in the year 1406 of the Chakra era, Lord Krishna entered the bodies of both Jagannath Mishra and Shachi. Jagannath Mishra said to Shachi Mata,
"I see wonderful things. Your body is effulgent, and it appears as if the goddess of fortune were now staying personally in my home. Anywhere and everywhere I go, all people offer me respect. Even without my asking, they voluntarily give me riches, clothing, and paddy."
Shachi Mata told her husband,
"I also see wonderfully brilliant human beings appearing in outer space as if offering prayers."
Jagannath Mishra then replied,
"In a dream, I saw the effulgent abode of the Lord enter my heart. From my heart, it entered your heart. I therefore understand that a great personality will soon take birth."
After this conversation, both husband and wife were very jubilant, and together they rendered service to the household Shalagram Shila. In this way, the pregnancy approached its 13th month, but still, there was no sign of the delivery of the child. Thus, Jagannath Mishra became greatly apprehensive. Nilambara Chakravati, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then did an astrological calculation and said that in that month, taking advantage of an auspicious moment, the child would take birth. Thus, in the year 1407 of the Chakra era, in the month of Palgun, or March-April, on the evening of the full moon, the desired auspicious moment appeared. According to the Jyotir Veda, or Vedic astronomy, when the figure of the lion appears both in the zodiac and the time of birth, this indicates a very high conjunction of planets, an area under the influence of Sadvarga and Astavarga, which are all auspicious moments. When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on its body? Considering this, Rahu, the black planet, covered the full moon, and immediately vibrations of Krishna, Krishna, Hari inundated the three worlds. All people thus chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra during the lunar eclipse, and their minds were struck with wonder. When the whole world was thus chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in the form of Godahari, advented himself on the earth. The whole world was pleased. While the Hindus chanted the holy name of the Lord, the non-Hindus, especially the Mohammedans, jokingly imitated the words. While all the ladies vibrated the holy name of Hari on earth, in the heavenly planets, dancing and music were going on, for the demigods were very curious. In this atmosphere, all the 10 directions became jubilant, as did the waves of the rivers. Moreover, all beings, moving and non-moving, were overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. Thus, by his causeless mercy, the full moon, Godahari, rose in the district of Nadia, which is compared to Udayagiri, where the sun first becomes visible. His rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord. At that time, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, in his own house at Shantipur, was dancing in a pleasing mood. Taking Haridas Thakur with him, he danced and loudly chanted Hare Krishna. But why they were dancing, no one could understand. Seeing the lunar eclipse and laughing, both Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur immediately went to the bank of the Ganges and bathed in the Ganges in great jubilation. taking advantage of the occasion of the lunar eclipse, Advaita Acharya, by his own mental strength, distributed various types of charity to the Brahmins. When he saw that the whole world was jubilant, Haridas Thakur, his mind astonished, directly and indirectly expressed himself to Advaita Acharya, "Your dancing and distributing charity are very pleasing to me. I can understand that there is some special purpose in these actions." Acharya Ratna, or Chandra Shekhar, and Srivas Thakur were overwhelmed with joy, and immediately they went to the bank of the Ganges to take bath in the water of the Ganges. Their minds full of happiness, they chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and gave charity by mental strength. In this way, all the devotees, wherever they were situated, in every city and every country, danced, performed sankirtan, and gave charity by mental strength on the plea of the lunar eclipse, their minds overwhelmed with joy. All sorts of respectful Brahmin gentlemen and ladies, carrying plates filled with various gifts, came with their presentations. Seeing the newborn child, whose form resembled natural glaring gold, all of them with happiness offered their blessings. Dressing themselves as the wives of Brahmins, all the celestial ladies, including the wives of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Nrsingadev, King Indra, and Vasistha Rishi and Ramba, a dancing girl of heaven, came there with varieties of gifts. In outer space, all the demigods, including the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Siddha Loka, and Charana Loka, offered their prayers and danced with musical songs and the beating of drums. Similarly, in Navadvip City, all the professional dancers, musicians, and blessers gathered together, dancing in great jubilation. No one could understand who was coming and who was going, who was dancing and who was singing, nor could they understand each other's language. But in effect, all unhappiness and lamentation were immediately dissipated, and people became all jubilant. Thus Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. Chandra Shekhar Acharya and Srivas Thakur both came to Jagannath Mishra and drew his attention in various ways. They performed the ritualistic ceremonies prescribed at the time of birth, according to religious principles. Jagannath Mishra also gave varieties of charity. Whatever riches Jagannath Mishra collected in the form of gifts and presentations, and whatever he had in his house, he distributed among the Brahmins, professional singers, dancers, bhatas, and the poor. He honored them all by giving them riches in charity. The wife of Srivas Thakur, whose name was Malini, accompanied by the wife of Chandra Shekhar and other ladies, came there in great happiness to worship the baby with paraphernalia such as vermilion, turmeric oil, fused rice, bananas, and coconuts. One day, shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaitacharya's wife, Sita Devi, who is worshipable by the whole world, taking permission of her husband, went to see that topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. She brought different kinds of golden ornaments, including bangles for the hand, armlets, necklaces, and anklets. There were also tiger nails set in gold, waist decorations of silk and lace, ornaments for the hands and legs, nicely printed silken saris, and a child's garment, also made of silk. Many other riches, including gold and silver coins, were also presented to the child. Riding in a palanquin covered with cloth and accompanied by maidservants, Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, bringing with her many auspicious articles, such as fresh grass, paddy, gorochan, turmeric, kunkum, and sandalwood. All these presentations filled a large basket. When Sita Thakurani came to the house of Shachi Devi, bringing with her many kinds of edibles, dresses, and other gifts, she was astonished to see the newly born child, for she appreciated that except for a difference in color, the child was directly Krishna of Gokul himself. Seeing the transcendental bodily effulgence of the child, each of his nicely constructed limbs full of auspicious signs and resembling a form of gold, Sita Thakurani was very much pleased, and because of her maternal affection, she felt as if her heart were melting. She blessed the newly born child by placing fresh grass and paddy on his head and saying, "May you be blessed for the long duration of life." Being afraid of ghosts and witches, she gave the child the name Nimai. On the day the mother and son took bath and left the maternity home, Sita Thakurani gave them all kinds of ornaments and garments, and then also honored Jagannath Mishra. Then Sita Thakurani, being honored by Mother Shachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, was greatly happy within her mind, and thus she returned home. In this way, Mother Shachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, having obtained a son who was the husband of the goddess of fortune, had all their desires fulfilled. Their house was always filled with riches and grains. As they saw the beloved body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu day after day, their pleasure increased. Jagannath Mishra was an ideal Vaishnav. He was peaceful, restrained in sense gratification, pure and controlled. Therefore, he had no desire to enjoy material opulence. Whatever money came because of the influence of his transcendental son, he gave it in charity to the Brahmins for the satisfaction of Vishnu. After calculating the birth moment of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nilambar Chakravati privately said to Jagannath Mishra that he saw all the different symptoms of a great personality in both the body and birth moment of the child. Thus he understood that in the future this child would deliver all the three worlds. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, made his advent in the house of Shachi Devi. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful to anyone who hears this narration of his birth, and thus such a person attains the lotus feet of the Lord. Anyone who attains a human body, but does not take to the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is baffled in his opportunity. Amrita Duni is a flowing river of the nectar of devotional service. If, after getting a human body, one drinks the water in a poison pit of material happiness, instead of the water of such a river, it would be better for him not to have lived, but to have died long ago. Taking on my head, as my own property, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Acharya Advaita Chandra, Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, I, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, have thus described the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this ends chapter 13 of the Adi Lila.